Happy Friday to you. It's the Georgia Show here on the Dogs HQ YouTube channel. Rusty Mansell hanging out in the back cave, man. He's going incognito from the HR convention.
I was stayed in Atlanta last night and went downstairs to watch a little bit of TV and whatever HR convention that was. They were, I guess it was the last day because they were definitely enjoying themselves in the lobby last night. But you know, I've been in the corporate world, and when you get that, it's funny though. It's HR, you know what I mean? Like that's, you would think they're walking the line, man. They're passing out espresso martinis, high fiving, and just being that guy, you know.
Hey, listen, man. You get into those espresso martinis, that's a whole different ball game, man. Things start getting a little weird.
And the cool guy was like, I got everybody's. I was like, hey, am I with y'all? Or I'm talking
to you, y'all. You should have told him you were the Dogs HQ HR team.
So I had my laptop up and it's got a Dogs HQ sticker on the back. And they're like, what's Dogs HQ? So I tried to explain. And for the life of me, this one guy was like, so you're telling me you watch football for a living? I was like, kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't even know that. I've been blessed, man.
Guys, before we jump in on everything, we've got the Whataburger Touchdown Tour coming up in Athens for the Kentucky game. Make sure you're making plans for that one, man. They're bringing the food truck in, a chance to get in and taste it. They got Whataburger, two locations in Athens as well. And they're popping up all over the state, breakfast all day. So, you know, you can always get something good over at Whataburger. But like I said, make plans for that Kentucky week, man. Get by and see those folks over at the food truck. That'll be a fun time. Rusty, speaking of making plans, Georgia coaches making plans for their Friday evenings because it's the bye week, and that means it's time for recruiting. That nobody getting to sit home this evening and chill out on the bye week. Georgia coaches will be hitting the road tonight, seeing some top commits and just kind of poking around, seeing what's out there. I'm curious, give me a couple names that are on the road tonight and who they're seeing, and let's dive in on the why.
Well, I mean, obviously they're seeing a lot of the commits, you know what I mean? There's kind of two ways to look at this. Now, you have this week, this bye week, and you have the one before the Florida game. So you only get what they call one hit in the fall. So if you go see somebody tonight, you're not seeing them again, this football season till. So that's interesting how all that goes. Likely December going to be dead. How is that going to play out? That's another whole hour. We'll deal with that next week. But going to see Ryan Mosley, Josh Crawford, the running back coach, is going up to Baylor. I mean, what's his name?
Gabriel Georges.
Gabriel Georges. Yes, he's he's a big time prospect. The Canadian young man that's everybody in America's after. I thought that was interesting. Trey Scott's going to be up in Virginia, seeing Bowden Sohn. You know, obviously got to hold on there. So we'll have more notes as the day goes on. Dante Williams was in California last night, so he hit the road last night. You know, obviously he's got the California ties there. They went to see Dante Wright, who is the Georgia commit out there. So these guys are on the road. If you're a member of Dogs HQ, a couple of interesting visits I thought expected by Mike Bobo. Those were kind of like – it kind of reminds you a few things like, hey – there's still some recruiting going on there. So we won't give it all away, but on Dogs HQ, we got to update the thing and we'll update all day kind of where they are. So it always kind of tells you a couple of coaches. Now I haven't been able to confirm anything. And usually when I can't confirm anything, I'll never forget, man, Dale McGee was recruiting. I forgot who he was recruiting and I couldn't, you know, I'm trying to figure out where Dale was all day. And I'll pull up at the game. Dale McGee is sitting in the parking lot, and he's got nothing Georgia on, one thing. I look at Dale, and I said, where you been today? He said, I ain't telling you where I've been today. I don't need it out in the damn news. And we both started laughing, and he changes into his Georgia shirt and walks in the game, you know. So lots of times coaches are seeing players from other places, man, that, but don't panic if they don't see a kid tonight. They got another time, and then – so some of these nights where the games aren't, you know, if they are able to get the coaches out a little bit, you might see a coach on Friday night go see somebody. So this is really the first big night that you'll see coaches out on the road.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in one of those situations where they look across, you see them across the field, and they just
yeah, especially 10 years ago. You know, 10 years,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, you'd be seeing them sitting in the crowd. Now there's too many cameras and that, but I'll never forget Dale pulled up. I mean, he was like, my man had nothing George on. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, all right, Dale, I don't even want to know where you've been today, my man.
Yeah, no, you know, a couple interesting ones there. You mentioned, Ryan Mosley, a guy that it seems like Georgia really kind of got in on and really likes, Rusty. A guy that in the latest rankings update, number 199 overall. And look, I mean, we can call it what it is, too. James Coley's going to see Ryan Mosley. He's also going to see Carrollton, they got plenty of guys to watch.
And they're playing Parker, Alabama tonight, which is one of the top teams in Alabama. It's a huge game. And then Stacey Searles, expecting him to be there tonight too for a little while. See Zaki Helton. So yeah, Carrollton's got some guys. So that's a no brainer. But Ryan Mosley's a guy that I talked to his dad right before he committed. What he told me he was going to commit to Georgia. He called me and he just said, "Look, we have X amount on the table from other schools. And, he really wants to go to Georgia. We trust Georgia. We feel good about, talking to Georgia and his heart's at Georgia." So, that's one of those kids that, I'd be willing to sign off that, he's going to fight a little extra to be at Georgia. And you look at a kid like CJ Wiley, you have all this hype in high school. You're this All-American. It's a huge battle. He could have went other places, man. He's at Georgia. He's in a room right now that's really, really talented, but with a lot of upperclassmen. You know what I mean? So you're not seeing CJ Wiley as much. Doesn't mean he ain't doing good. Doesn't mean his kid ain't going to fight his ass off, because he wanted to be at Georgia. But he's doing good. And I'm still sky high on CJ Wiley. I think his best days are ahead of him. But when you get kids like that, that face, I wouldn't say adversity, but for the first time, they're not the guy. They're not so quick to bail because they made a decision. They trust Georgia. They want to be at Georgia, and they're going to fight till their turn comes up.
We got some folks checking in today. Lake St. Louis, Missouri in the house. Yes, Silver sir. Creek, Georgia.
Yes, sir, baby. Silver Creek cross.
Yeah, good.
The railroad tracks.
Dylan's always checking in, man. Mikey says he's in from Eastman.
Dodge Bobby County.
Haggis, all the way in from Lincolnton, man. I got out and saw Rashad Roundtree play in Lincolnton one night. And then we got some beautiful Savannah, Georgia, the most talent-rich area in the state.
Better.
Rusty, you mentioned
I wonder if Garrison Hurst ever pays for a meal in Lincolnton when he pulls up.
Yeah, sure. Golly. Now, you mentioned getting out to see Baylor tonight and David Gabriel, Georgia's. Also, too, that's the home of an eighth grader that people will probably want to know in the very near future. Marshall, the son of Peyton Manning. I keep seeing this meme that says, what are you going to do when he becomes the first six-star recruit? That one's going to be one of the craziest ones, I would assume, of all time.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't know where I'll be in 6 years. But man, if I'm having to check sources on that one, the best one, I think Chad Simmons took the best picture. You see Peyton Manning right there, and he's shooting. He's like the quarterback dad. He's shooting clips on the side. It's almost like he's got a flip phone.
Yeah, right. But
he's a parent too.
Yeah. No doubt. You mentioned Valdensone. I guess, Rusty, right now, one of the questions I think some people would have about these visits are, is there anything for people to be worried about? Is there anything for what I would say to that is what I say consistently on the board. People say, are they trying to flip guys? Yes. And people are trying to flip your guys, too. And that's just how it works.
Yeah. Let off the gas a little bit. See what happens to somebody like Valdensone. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They recruit. Listen, Kirby's no, and it starts at the top. You're not letting up. Everybody asks me, you worry about Justice Fitzpatrick. Hell yeah, I'm worried about Justice Fitzpatrick. You don't get players like that easy. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen. You get them public. Listen, they commit And all that tells the other school is we know we're behind. You know what right. I mean? So you have to do it. But yeah, I mean, they're not gonna let up. Georgia's not gonna let up on these guys and quit recruiting them. They're gonna stay in contact, they're gonna get them in town, and you gotta fight all the way to the end. And Georgia's been really successful with that. I mean, they've lost a few over the years, and obviously we can talk about Justice Terry till we'll talk about that one for a long time. And but what Georgia has done historically under Kirby is they finished off really, really good. And I think they're going to finish off another class. I'd be interested to see where they end up, you know, with when it's all said and done.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that if you look at this commit list as it stands today, I recognize it's September. I would bet that you're looking at 80-85% or better are going to be there at the very end. So, and I'm not saying I got names that won't be, but I'm just saying like their hit rate is exceptional throughout a season.
Yes. I guarantee you this. I will bet you my mortgage payment that Georgia's seeing players today that are committed elsewhere that they don't want out, and I'm not going to find out about it, and they're not going to find, and you're not going to find out about it. But I could promise you, and the people come see Georgia's kids. You know what I mean? But I can assure you that some point today, Georgia's going to see a 2026 that's committed somewhere else, and they ain't going to get out, and I'm not going to find out about it. You're not going to find out about it, but. When he pops up at the Alabama game or when he pops up at the Texas game, you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Got the hood up and the sunglasses on and trying to hide next to the, yeah.
Oh, Travis Hunter thought he was going to ease in there the old game, like sitting down.
Oh, yeah. That was
new with a hoodie on. Come on, man.
God, speaking of throwing your stunner shades on, your incognito shades, get over to sunheist.com. You can save 20% with code DOGSHQ20. Tons of customization options over at sunheist.com. A number of different ways, different frames, different lenses. Put them together. Get what you want. Free returns. They've got free shipping on orders over $65. Great customer service. They're a Georgia-based business. And they just make a great product. I wear my Sunheist all the time. Super lightweight, super great product. So get over, interact with them, see what they can get you. Code DOGSHQ20, DAWGSHQ20, gets you 20% off your purchase. And that code works every time. So load up. And if you need some Christmas gifts, hop over and get them. Rusty, speaking of recruiting, Georgia commits rise in the ranks. We saw some names, the new Rivals 300 came out this week, and Georgia just did it again, man. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Number two in the nation now, and the nation's number one overall quarterback, Jared Curtis. I don't think that's a huge surprise to anybody after seeing all the things that he's done just consistently, man. He does a really, really fantastic job. Go watch the film. Go look at Charles Powers' words on him. I know we talked a couple weeks ago about his performance, the best team he had ever played, and yep. He stepped up and brought the heat. Akine Agboko, excuse me, number 38 overall. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest jumps in this group, Rusty, though, Craig Dandridge, number 55 overall, and that was, Charles has made a point to say, that was prior to his game against Calhoun, which was a huge game.
Yep. Yeah, Charles texted me about this time last week, and he said, hey, man, and listen, a little bit about Charles. Charles don't talk to players. Charles don't know parents. Charles rarely talks to any of us. You know what I mean? This guy literally watches film all day long, every day. His father and him, they owned a scouting service. He has been trained that way. This is what Charles does. You know what I mean? So this is not some Joe Blow that was a recruiting writer. This guy is like, this is what he does. He watches film and he evaluates. Is he perfect? No, nobody's perfect. But I damn sure trust him, man. And I'll tell you this. He called me last week and he's got Rusty. Craig Dandridge is putting on a show. And he goes, it's not necessarily who they're playing. It's what I see out of him, how explosive he is. And then he goes out and plays a team that played in the state championship last year. It was historically always good, tough team, and on the road at Calhoun, which is one of the damn toughest places. If you've ever been to Calhoun, they have no track. There's literally like 3 foot on the freaking sideline. They are on you. Calhoun might be on you better than any place in America. Like, it is on top of you. It gets rowdy up there. You know, he was a handful to deal with and just a really good. Aboko, this is what he told me on Aboko. Not only does he love the fact that he's, you know, the frame and all that, he's playing D line, and it shows him some different athleticism about him, able to move around and attack those things. So Charles loves a kid that's playing two ways in high school, especially on the line. It shows a little bit more to him. And he just really, really, really. You can slide down there to Brady Marchese from Cartersville. And listen, Brady kind of the same way. You know what I mean? I mean, you look at him and what he's done and the games he's played and what he's doing for Cartersville, a team that, you know, is playing good competition. You know, in one of their best games they played, he was just a handful to deal with. So, you know, I liked it. Charles doesn't really jump, you know, if Georgia offers you, or if Alabama offers you, you know, or Ohio State offers you, I mean, that gets your attention. But we're not going to validate a ranking based off of that. You know what I mean? It gets your attention. Yes, it does. But, you know, Charles is waiting here. We're in mid-September. He waited about three or four games before these kids made rise. You know what I mean? So I really like the way we handle things, really the way we attack it through Charles and his team. But Brady Marchese, man, he's been on a tear. I was told that Braden Fogel is having a great year. Now, I told Charles that yesterday. I got a couple of texts that said, look, you need to dig in his tape a little bit. That's another kid that may wind up, you know, he might be right where he needs to be. But that's another kid that's really having a good senior year.
You know, a guy that I look at this list, Rusty, and he continues to climb almost every update, Tyreek Green, number 97 overall right now, two-way player. We talked about him kind of extensively at various times. If you don't know Tyreek Green, get to know Tyreek Green, man. He could be that next big thing back there in the secondary because an excellent player on offense. And the thing that I love about him, and the thing that I also love that I think George is going to love about him, physical. Tyreek Green will hit you in the mouth, and that's some good stuff, man.
So I did Buford game 2 weeks ago on TV. I think he had a pick six. He had a punt return, had a long run. I mean, he dominated both sides of the game. You're talking about a program like Buford.
Yeah.
And it gets your attention really quick. So I know, and I've said it for a fact, that Kirby Smart got personally involved with that recruitment. That's a guy that Charles specifically, a lot of people think that this guy could be Javon Bullard. You know what I mean? And I love the comparison there with like, I know everybody's looking for the next Javon Bullard. You know, those aren't easy to find, but I really like, and Charles made that comparison. I really like that comparison there, especially the two-way side of him, the way he's impact. That punt return, I don't know if it's out there, but they punt this thing a mile high, and he just he literally stands there and doesn't wave his hand, just nonchalantly grabs it. The two defenders just stop and kind of look at him because they thought, you know, they were – dude, as soon as he catches the ball and looks at that kid, he's gone. He's gone down the sideline. They can't catch him. I love that about him.
You mentioned the comparison. I also saw yesterday that Charles compared him to compared Craig Dandridge to Terry McLaurin, which I thought was a very cool comparison. And, look at what that dude's doing in the league, man.
Georgia fans would take that in a damn heartbeat.
I think so. I'll tell you, Rusty, the one guy to me who's very interesting and I think maybe a little lower than I would probably put him is Nick Abrams at 232. I think that he has the physical tools, but to me, what puts Abrams over the top is the head game. He is a guy who is really got it between the ears when you talk about what he's able to do there. Super calculated, super smart. I think he's a guy who's going to fit in perfectly in Glenn Schumann's room. And that's probably skewing my ranking a little bit, is the fit with Schumann in the linebacker room at Georgia.
I can tell you that Nick Abrams, I don't care where he's ranked. I don't care what service you use. I can promise you that Nick Abrams was at the top of the board for Georgia. Now, there were other players right there with him, but I promise you Nick Abrams was a must get for Glenn Schumann. And it doesn't mean he was the only one, but I promise you right now, Nick Abrams was highly, highly coveted for a lot of reasons. And his football IQ had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Speaking of IQ, high IQ users use GameTime.co. Get over and check them out. Look, Georgia's got the bye week, so get over and find yourself something to do this weekend, man. You know, you can disconnect, I guess, if you would like to. You don't have to, but the Gladiators playing this weekend. This is next month. But tons of events on there. And the cool thing about it, we talk about this every time with Game Time, you can go see a number of ways that you can view it, right? Let's see. What about the Falcons? Maybe you want to go see some Falcons football. Well, you'd have to go to Charlotte, but you can get in for $46, and which is really not bad at all. I can't believe you can get into a professional game for $46.
Yeah, it costs $46 getting that Hilton game tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. So you get a view though of your seats. That's one of the things that I love. Here's 228 down in the lower bowl. Great seat for the Falcons at Panthers. And get over, use code ON3. You can get $20 off your first purchase over at Game Time. Super quick delivery of your tickets. You get, like I said, the views, all your fees are included. It's all wrapped up in there. So GameTime.co, a great way to find something to do this weekend while you're on the bye. Why not? All right, Rusty. What's the word from Athens? Anything we've heard this week? Anything going on? Progress being made injury wise? I mean, it's kind of been, it feels like it's been kind of quiet, as you might expect.
I was told Tuesday they had a really good practice, really good physical practice, as you can imagine. I think Jake told me last night as we were talking, he said that he knew somebody was at practice yesterday. So they got after it. So it was pretty clean practice, pretty crisp. Said, you know, when Kirby didn't holler as much on a normal Wednesday, that things were kind of going good. So, I mean, look, I don't know how it, you know, resonates toward the rest of the season. I don't know, you know, we'll all find out together. But to win something like that the way they did and to have people step up and to have all that stuff kind of validate the passion, fire, energy, all that stuff, and all the hell you go through, I'm going to imagine practices and pushing you through and heat and all that, to be able to win a game at the end, to be able to close one off like that, I would imagine that does a lot to a team. And it says, hey, guys, we got something special here. You know what I mean? And you get energized, and you know what's coming down in 2 weeks. You know what's coming to town, and you don't have to pump them up for that, obviously. But I would imagine that does a lot of good to the locker room. Now, we'll see. But as far as like a bye week practice coming off a win like that, I would imagine that was a really good feeling. Because, look, man, if you lose that game, it sucks. It's Tennessee. It's an SEC loss. The pressure just continues to ramp up on you. You're in a bye week. You know, you don't get to hit somebody else again. So I just feel like when you win one like that, when you find a way – to kind of push through, and you find out a lot about your teammates, you find out a lot about your quarterback, and all those things, I think that probably set a really good tone this week. And I would imagine there was great energy around Georgia this week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You got to be thinking that, you know, you can't be riding high because there's a big challenge coming down the road, but.
There's no question. There's no question they understand what's coming, but I'm just
right, saying. Right. Like, but you're feeling a lot better going in. Yeah.
Like a bye week practice, you're probably like, oh my God, man, his dude's going to kill us. And yeah. you got a little more energy. And plus, you know, I say it before, I mean, these are student athletes. These kids haven't been home since July. You know, in late July, they've been going, you know, and so they're going to get to go home. And you'll see kids all over the place tonight, you know, going back to high school games, going to see their family for the first time, getting on planes, going back to Illinois. I'm sure Talon Taylor's probably going home this weekend. I mean, it's good for those kids to be able to kind of unplug a little bit right before, you know, all you know what breaks loose next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's a good time. Listen, it's a good time for them. It's a good time for us. I wanted to ask too, what's your bye week plan? You got a big game tonight.
I got a huge game tonight. Hebron Christian versus Blessed Trinity. And obviously, the headliner there is DJ Jacobs, the five-star son of David Jacobs. He's 2027 tight end. Chidera Uze Doribe, we're assuming, I'm being told he's going to be there, the outside linebacker coach for Georgia. I would imagine, you know, might be somebody from Alabama there too. I mean, Fletcher Turk is there on the other side from Heber Christian, the lineman. A lot of good players in that game. But that game, I believe we're on Atlanta News First. You can stream it anywhere in America. We start tonight at 7:30. You can watch that game anywhere. And see this special young man play. So, got a big one tomorrow. You know what? There's no pressure. You get to watch TV all day. And I call these – this is what I call a 100-calorie day, because all you're going to burn is 100 calories.
Yeah,
I'm not going to move, and probably not going to feel good about yourself Sunday morning. But I'm going to watch some games. And you know what? I hate to sound petty, but it's always one of them games. It's one of those days when somebody alludes, you go straight to their message board and kind of read what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know,
who's getting fired.
And I can't believe he made that call. And a lot of people probably came to Georgia message board about third quarter last week trying to read that board. And my God, what a roller coaster ride our game thread was last week. I mean, we were firing everybody. We're going to the national championship. We need Kirby Smart's never going to win it again to like bring on Bama. You know, like we're ready to roll. It was a roller coaster.
Yeah, a couple of real good ones tomorrow. You got a Texas Tech at Utah 16 versus 17 matchup. Oklahoma Auburn. I think you learned a lot about both of those teams in that game. Certainly, you've got Illinois and Indiana with the 7:30 matchup, 9 versus 19. Incredible to see that, and then. Michigan, a very interesting one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, but then you got Florida and Miami duking it out in the late game tomorrow night. And that one, I don't think people got quite a good feel on exactly how that one might play itself.
I posted on the dog, you know, on HQ that I'm telling you, I don't know why, but I feel like Florida's going to play this thing all the way to the end. I just really do. I think Florida's good defensively. If they don't turn it over, you know, everybody's pumping Miami on the back, you know, the U's back, and maybe they are. But Billy Napier, every now and then, he finds that job saver, you know what I mean? And we'll see a lot about that team tomorrow night. And listen, another game, you know, South Carolina, Missouri, you know, Sellers is going to play.
Oh, yeah.
I think Missouri's a 9.5-point favorite there. So, you know, there's a lot of those games I like to watch and kind of see. But yeah, man, I'm a football druggie, and everybody knows me knows that. I'll be up at noon watching. You know, I watched Rice and Charlotte last night.
I did too. That's how you know you're a real sick.
I had split screens on in my hotel room. I had the Dolphins and the Bills on, and then I'm checking out Rice and Charlotte. And like,
hey, shout out to James Cook, by the way, man. He is off to a tremendous start this year. Just and my fantasy team thanks him. Guys, look, be planning September 27th. You're already going to be in town in Athens for the Georgia game. It's the game of the year in Athens. Well, you could say that or Texas, but I think most people got Alabama circled because you want to see that one happen. Can't Georgia continue this home streak? Dogs HQ hanging out at Redstone Market and Butcher on the way in. Get in there. The show will be live at 10:30. You can probably catch Ro out there around 9, cursing at the tent while he tries to set it up.
I will be there helping this time. I will be there live. A lot of people I've talked to, shout out my dentist, Dr. Oiler. He said that he's going to stop by Redstone on Friday. And the way he said he saw it last time, he's like, I should stop there. So, A lot of people will stop in, but man, look, say this about Redstone. Coming in that way to Athens, I promise you, just stop once. And what I like about that, that's going to be one of those stores that's going to wind up being tradition, because you can get everything, anything you need for a tailgate, anything you need for a weekend in Athens, you can get it there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and if you're showing up to the tailgate, you don't feel like cooking, they got plenty of pre-made stuff, man. You can grab it. You can be the hero. Yeah. Oh, and they got beer, so if you need to take a little something cold and frosty, and you can do that too. But make plans to come hang out with Dogs HQ September 27th at Redstone. Going to be a great time, man. It will be a huge weekend there, I can promise you that. And, you know, you can try on some Sun Heist glasses. You can get yourself the brisket Philly. You can ask Coach Rowe where his neck's at. So it's going to be a real big time, man. We hope that you'll join us for that one over there. Guys, look, savor the bye week, man. And then on Sunday, we'll be back with the Georgia Show. And we're turning the page fully over to the Crimson Tide. But for this weekend, breathe easy, have fun, crack yourself a cold Modelo, and have a good time. We will catch you very, very soon. You can catch Rusty tonight on Atlanta News First, Hebron Christian and Blessed Trinity going at it. We'll catch you very soon, Sunday night. See you then.